This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. The Central Reserve Police Force, CRPF, is celebrating its 86th Foundation Day in Neemuch, Madhya Pradesh today. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today inspected the CRPF Raising Day Parade in Neemuch. Before attending the ceremonial parade, Mr. Shah paid tributes to fallen heroes of the CRPF. Speaking on this occasion, he said, be it fighting against the terrorists in Kashmir Valley or being present in the northeast to maintain peace, and most importantly, limiting the Naxalites in just 4 districts, in all these things, CRPF personnel have a major contribution. Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav also attended the event.
चाहे कश्मीर की वादियों में आतंकवाद फैलाने वाले नापाक इरादे रखने वाले आतंकियों के सामने जूझना हो, चाहे पूर्वोत्तर में शांति प्रस्थापित करने के लिए हमेशा तैनात रहना हो, और सबसे बड़ी बात पशुपति टू तिरुपति का एक हौसला रखने वाले दुर्दांत नक्सलियों को आज 4 जिलों में सिमट कर रख देना, इस सारे कारनामों में हमारे सीआरपीएफ के जवानों का बहुत बड़ा योगदान है.
Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will attend the 15th BRICS Agriculture Ministers meeting in Brazil today. The ministry has said in a statement that the meeting will focus on the theme of promoting inclusive and sustainable agriculture through cooperation, innovation and equitable trade among BRICS nations. During his visit, Mr. Chauhan will hold bilateral discussions with Brazil's Minister of Agriculture and Livestock, Carlos Henrique Bacuta Ferreiro, as well as the Minister for Agrarian Development and Family Planning, Luiz Palio Terstri. Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbanand Sonowal, has emphasized that with the development of ports, multimodal logistics and digital platforms like Maitri, India is driving a modern maritime revolution. Addressing the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor, IMEC Conclave 2025 in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Sonowal highlighted that IMEC is a game-changer in global connectivity.
Connectivity, linkages and economic integration between Asia, the European Gulf and Europe. With enormous future potential and embedded human security aspect, IMEC is slated not only as an economic project, but also as a political project. The proposed corridor aims at reducing the time and cost of transporting goods from India.
In Bihar, a crucial meeting of the RJD Congress-led Grand Alliance in view of upcoming state assembly elections will be held this afternoon at Patna. All 6 constituents of the opposition alliance will attend the meeting convened at the RJD office. Our correspondent reports that RJD leader Tejaswi Prasad Yadav, Congress State in Charge Krishna Aluwar, Bihar Pradesh Congress Committee BPCC President Rajesh Kumar and senior leaders of left parties and Vikasshil Insan Party will remain present. US stocks fell sharply last night, hit by a double blow from Nvidia's China-related warning and Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell's caution over the economic impact of tariffs. The Nasdaq composite sank 3.07%, edging closer to bear market territory. The S&P 500 slid 2.24%, weighed down by losses in the tech sector, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped nearly 1.7%. The World Trade Organization, WTO, has predicted that global trade will fall this year as a result of tariffs by US President Donald Trump. The WTO said this as it released its trade forecast for 2025 and 2026. WTO Director General Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala said that WTO currently estimates that merchandise trade between the two countries will fall by 81%. In IPL T20 cricket, host Mumbai Indians will clash with Sunrisers Hyderabad at Wankhede Stadium this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Earlier, Delhi Capitals defeated Rajasthan Royals in a thrilling super over at Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi last night. Chasing a target of 189 runs set by Delhi Capitals, Rajasthan Royals were restricted to identical score of 188. And that is the end of this news bulletin.